Hey, Dave Lee here for Wicks and Jewelers, Dan and Hope, and they make it a great experience there. Hey, Julie, as long as you're sitting there with me, how about Wicks and Jewelers and Dan and Hope Wicks? And you know them quite well, don't you?
I love Dan and Hope, and actually I'm wearing one of their most beautiful pieces of jewelry that you bought me a couple years ago.
And they custom design stuff, and they, you know, I was thinking the heirlooms, because, you know, we have three kids and there's and parents and everything. It's kind of nice when you have family heirloom. You actually have your father's, was it his ring, right?
Yep.
And you had that redone. You took that out of his ring and then made it into one for you. Here's the deal about Wicks and Jewelers. Their stuff is gorgeous. It is beautiful. And that staff will work with you. So if you got something special, you know, we're coming up on graduations and all sorts of things, whether it be high school, college, whatever it is, anniversaries, ton of things. Wicks and Jewelers can easily help you for that whatever occasion. They do this every day, and they're really good. I think you're going to be quite overwhelmed by how good they really are and how they become friends. Would you say that's fair?
I would say that's absolutely fair.
WicksandJewelers.com. Check that out first, but head over to the store. It's in Bloomington, right off the 98th Street exit. Really easy to find. Wicks and Jewelers, just off 35W in Bloomington. They're awesome.
From the DuckDuckGo studio, privacy simplified. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is John Schrader from Cambria Mortgage. We are proud to have partnered with Dave Lee since the beginning of our business. Cambria Mortgage wants to thank you for everything you have done for us and our clients. And I wish you the best in retirement. Thanks for everything.
How about the Bobettes? When it first started here, somebody pulled, probably Mike Lynch found that song and played it for me. And then, so we milked that one pretty good, and I totally forgot about it. Thank you, Hammer, for playing that. Jimmy, appreciate that. WCC time is 712. My partner, 42 years, and then some, is with me this morning. How are you?
I'm great. This is a great day. I've been told that I can't say anything sad that will make Dave cry, so I'm not going to. But I am going to tell a little bit of our
That would be that list of chores you have for me. That'll make me cry.
I'm giving you 2 weeks off before we start that.
That's something new.
But I want to let your listeners know how you're great at your job and everything, but how really every career move that you've had has been because of me.
Really? Okay.
Okay. So started way back when we first started dating. I was kind of young. My parents would only let me date one. I could go on a date every night of the week with a different guy. I could only go out one night a week with the same guy. So I had a lot of balls juggling in the air. And you tried to win my heart by making our dates the fact that I would be sitting in the stands of at a football game or a basketball game watching two high school teams who I knew nothing about, cared even less, because you were broadcasting. That was your part-time job or your mm-hmm. full-time job. I don't remember back then. Mm-hmm. So I would part-time. Sit there. You would be broadcasting. I would just be like twiddling my thumbs. No cell phones back then. Couldn't mm-hmm. be playing games. And mm-hmm. then maybe we'd go out to Denny's afterwards. So, I mean, that really sets you above everybody.
Yeah, but everything I made that night doing the game, I blew at Denny's because of the price I had to pay for the pancakes.
Then I went to nursing school, and we were about 80 miles apart. Mm-hmm. I lived in an all-female dorm, so you could come and visit certain hours, but you could never, like, stay there, and the door had to be open. Mm-hmm. Couldn't shut the door. So you would drive 80 miles each way. Come get me on Fridays. Mm-hmm. We'd go back to your place, bring me home Sundays. Then you'd drive back. Mm-hmm. After about a year of this, you decided to look for a job in Fargo, where I was going to nursing school, because you were tired of doing that commute. So that's my first, getting you in the door at KFGO.
You made it happen.
I made it happen.
I'm no dummy.
Okay. Then we're in Fargo for 11 years or however long it was. And you get this chance to come down to Minneapolis and mm-hmm. work for WCCO. And at that time, you had a pretty good gig. You had your weekends off. I was mm-hmm. working part-time at the hospital. We had, you know, our lives kind of set and everything. But again, it wasn't that you really wanted to take the job.
Okay.
But you were tired of using up all your vacation time driving down to the Twin Cities to visit my family.
Is that true? Yes, that is very
true. So reluctantly, you said, okay, you know.
That was a motivator.
I'll take the job, And now here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for all of those. I never looked at it that way.
I'm a giver.
Boy, are you ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I have a little better comprehension of why I'm here.
Okay. So another thing that some people would know if they've listened ever since you started back in 1989.
But where are we going with this now?
The first 2 years that you worked at WCCO.
Oh, boy.
You worked every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 to noon.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then the rest of the week, you were on call for whoever was on vacation or was sick.
Right.
And our children at that time were 6, 3, and Rachel was a baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's this going?
This is going to April of that first year. And Mike, our oldest, was in first grade, and he wanted to be on the track team.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to me, you and Steve Cannon kind of concocted this little scenario where Steve would always take Fridays off, which meant that you had to work.
A lot of people listening now, let's not get into
from
a family.
Three to 6 or 3 to 7, right, p.m. on Fridays, which was, coincidentally, when the track meets were. So
no kidding.
I would be out there freezing my little tush off, chasing. Mike would be, you know, and he always ran the first event and the last event.
Mm-hmm.
Andy would be climbing the chain link fence, and Rachel would be crying. And that was a great Friday night.
Well, I wish you would have had a cell phone so I could see some video of that. I was busy with the Steve Cannon.
You don't remember that. Yeah, I remember it vividly.
Well, I'm really glad I brought you on today. It is a 7:16 here at WCCR. Time is up. Can you believe that? We've run out of time already.
Oh, no.
Our time is 16 after 7 WCCO. Doc Lynch just texted, you're a giver and a saint.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you.
He may be right about that. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back here. Traffic and weather up next on WCCO. You know, my special guest that was just on was just chatting about moving. And when I think about moving now, I think, boy, the first call I'd make is John Schuster of the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Realty here in the state of Minnesota, because this group just gets it done. I mean, they're number one listing agent with Coldwell Banker Realty in the state of Minnesota, first off, so you know that's going. But what's happening right now, as you know, is the market's hot and people are selling homes. What John is doing is making sure that you're not going to leave money out on the table, and I'm going to give you an example of that. So this is a Tony and Janae in Elk River I'm going to talk about this morning. They were going to take advantage of the market that we've been talking about. And they wanted the best team out there that they knew in the Twin Cities. So they got John and his team. Well, it took less than a day, less than 24 hours. They had a dozen showings by that point. They had multiple offers, and they sold it for $40,000 over the list price. Now, just think what you would do with an additional $40,000 from the sale of your home. Would that be a great day? Yeah, I think so. This is what's happening with John, and this is not unusual. What you want to do is get the full details. Of course you do. And contact him and his group at 952-333-SOLD. It's a great phone number. Or online at any time. But today would be a good day. Don't put it off. JohnSchusterGroup.com. That's JohnSchusterGroup.com.
This is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Blue skies today, 63, northeast winds 5 to 10. How about that? And then we headed toward the weekend Saturday, 82, warm sunshine. It'll be a 72-degree reading on Sunday. Looking good for the weekend. Temperature right now, 39 degrees.
Jordana here. You may have been cleaning inside all winter, but have Blue Sky Services take care of the exterior of your home. Gutters, windows, whole house washing, all starts at just $125. Call Blue Sky Services today, 952-467-2447.
From the Rudy Luther Toyota Traffic Center.
Good as good. The system update is brought to you in part by Blue Sky Services. North 35W, some minor slowdowns just as you make way into downtown Minneapolis. Traveling Highway 100, looking good both directions right now between 394 and the crosstown. Jerry Peterson from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Traffic Center.
Been doing Who Can It Be Now, where I kind of have to say hi to somebody and kind of guess who it is. So we have three guests, it sounds like, here. I'm going to go to, I'm going to ask mystery guest number one to say good morning. Good morning. How are you, mystery guest number one?
We're pretty good, Dave. How are you doing?
Is that my son? Is that my oldest? Is that you, Mike?
It is. It is. And we got one other person with.
Oh, there's Carter. How you doing? That's my grandson right there. What a nice surprise! Holy smokes!
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Carter. I appreciate that. Are you going to school today, or are you going to come over and say hi to Grandpa and go to school just a little bit later than normal?
No, to school a little later than normal.
Oh, awesome. All right. Hey, your buddy Steph Curry had a big night last night. Did you see that? But the Wolves beat him.
Yep, we saw that, and Carter was pretty tuned into the NFL draft, so we had a good night.
Did Carter? I'll tell Rick Spielman. Did Carter approve of the draft pick?
He gave the Vikes an A and the Packers an F minus. He wrote down this morning. So sounds like a win.
Yeah, that's awesome, Mikey. Remember when you and I? I don't know how old you were, but we went to the Final Four in Indianapolis, and I was working the 97. Yeah, 97. I was working the pregame, and you ended up sitting next to who at the game?
Phil Knight.
the big shot at Nike.
That was pretty cool. That was one of many really cool experiences that we were fortunate enough to do that. And I just remember going, you know, the Kirby Puckett pool tournament and Final Fours and, you know, North Stars in the Stanley Cup and at the Met, and just a lot of really, really great memories. So we've been really blessed and excited for you and more golf and tee times, and Carter's looking forward to mini golf and beating you up on Madden and every other game that he can cheat at.
Yeah, he's destroying me on Madden. Madden too. Hey, mystery guest number two. Who is this?
Well, hey there, good neighbor.
Well, now that's my middle son, Coach.
I should have brought a whistle.
Coach Lee.
Better recognition.
Congrats on your win last night, by the way.
Thank you. It's exciting. The boys are really playing well. So, but it's always a blast to have you at the games, and I think that's one thing that I'm so blessed is every game growing up, even though I, you know, transitioned from baseball to lacrosse, you still came and supported every game. It was great to have the sidelines.
Andy came, this is my son, Max, and he came to me at age 15 and was playing baseball. He said, Dad, this is it. He said, baseball is your sport. Lacrosse is mine. Now you're the head coach over at Edina High School, so I'm the team volunteer photographer, as my son told me I'd be, but... yeah, this is fun. And now we have also, Maxie, we have, I'm going to guess caller number three is your sister. Is that right? Rachel, is this you?
It is. How'd you
Good
know?
Good morning. I just took a wild guess. Here's the deal. I don't think people know this, but when Rachel was at the University of Minnesota, you worked part-time at the football office, and Sid became one of your best buddies, your close personal friends, and you kept a special drawer of candy, he told me, only for him.
I did. And then always a Diet Coke whenever he got there. And some ice cream if we had it, always for Sid. That was pretty fun. And working, you know, getting to work there and seeing you every week was even better. So I'm trying not to cry.
Don't. I wouldn't cry, because your old man's going to be around a lot more than you probably really want him to be here the next few years. So just be careful what you wish for. I'll tell you that. Yeah, that was fun when you were over at the U. I got to see you pretty much every day and come over, and we'd grab lunch a fair amount when you're at the university.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys are really nice to call this morning. I'm a little bit stunned by all of this. I'm guessing Jimmy was behind this whole thing. Is that right, Mike? Did he kind of line everything up?
Yeah, that's him and Hammer. Everything. So it's been a really cool part over the years, getting to know, you know, Jimmy and Hammer and Inkster back in the day, and, you know, having lifelong friends Mike Max, and the list goes on. So it's you know, it's become almost family to us too, which is, it's pretty neat to see that happen, because I don't think that's too often with a lot of people's work situations.
You know, I remember Andy came with me to spring training 1 year, and Kirby Puckett was trying to Puck and I were sitting there, we became pretty good buddies, and Andy was sitting there behind us, and Puck was trying to get him to play, and Andy said, no, I want to build my Legos. Do you remember that, Andy?
Oh yeah, I think that was the same trip. We did the touch and go back in Minneapolis Airport, and everyone was quiet. Well, I shouted, "This is super cool," or something like that.
Yeah, we were landing in the airport. Another plane was coming in. We finished that trip, and as we were almost on the tarmac, we shot straight up like a rocket ship. And everybody was scared, and Andy's in the plane going, "Wow, that's cool. We got to do this again," when you were a little kid. Yeah, I remember that. Rachel, I appreciate, by the way, everything you did for Sydney, too, all those years. You were so kind to him, and he loved it, every minute of it. So thank you, guys.
He was the best. And, Dad, I just, you know, I don't know anything else besides waking up and turning on, you know, the AM radio back in the day, and now it's the app on the phone, and I just, it's going to be really weird to next week turn it on and know you won't have your show anymore. So thanks for letting me grow up listening to you and having you at breakfast every morning.
Well, you're very kind. I'm lucky with these three kids, and all your, by the way, all your significant others are awesome, as you know, with Claire and Tyler and the great Heidi, and we appreciate you calling in this morning. Thanks. Okay, come on over, because I got stuff needs to get done, and I want to sleep so you kids can come over and do those chores for me. Thanks for agreeing to that.
Love you
guys.
Congrats.
News coming up next here on WCCO this morning on our Surprise Guest Friday.
Dave Lee.
Choose peace of mind over fear. With a well-designed will, trust, or estate plan, you can have peace of mind. Jordana here. I chose Matt Gutman of Gutman Law for peace of mind for me and my kids. 612-895-1616. Gutman Law, giving you peace of mind today for tomorrow.
This is your Exergen weather forecast on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, Jimmy Erickson and Hammer, you guys are up to no good, you son of a guns. 63 degrees, daytime high today with sunshine. Our high tomorrow, 82, Sunday, 72. Good-looking forecast. Maybe rain possibly late tonight. Right now we're at, let me check here this hour, 41. We've gone up a couple degrees.
Another honor for WCCO's Dave Lee this morning. About an hour ago, less than an hour ago, Governor Walz reading the proclamation during Dave's final day here on CCO.
Whereas the state of Minnesota will sincerely miss and be forever grateful for Dave Lee's irreplaceable ability to both entertain and connect Minnesotans through warmth, optimism, and good humor. Now, therefore, I, Tim Walz, Governor of Minnesota, do hereby proclaim Friday, April 30th, 2021, as Dave Lee across the entire state of Minnesota.
Governor Walz says many folks wanted him to issue another proclamation keeping Dave on the air, noting that action would be more popular than a mask mandate. It's Dave's second political proclamation of his final week on the air here. Senator Amy Klobuchar presented him with one from Washington yesterday. It's 7:34. I'm Steve Simpson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Let's get a business update. Head over to Gina. She's at Bloomberg this morning on WCCR. Thanks to Gutman Law for bringing us a look at that great forecast a few minutes ago as well. Good morning, Gina.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Thanks to Washington McCreevy for the weather, too. I want to wish happy birthday to Kay here coming up on May 1st, if I remember right. Good morning, WCCO. Time is 7:40. Mike Max, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you? And Bill Jr. Had I think rotator cuff surgery, and he was on the mend for a bit. But he's a tough son of a gun, you know, Dave. So you know him; he'll bounce back.
Yeah, he is.
How are you holding out? It was so good to hear your three children on the air, and I've had a chance to meet them and know them all over the years. And I mention often that I see Mike at the health club, and of course Rachel when she's with the Gophers. And you raised three class acts there, boy. They are top shelf, and they've got their dad and mom's communication skills and people skills, and they are a joy to be around and to run into because they got that great enthusiasm for life, and they are so conversational and easy to be around. And you and Julie have done very, very well with those three.
Maxie, I thank you for saying that. Julie was on earlier this morning, and you know,
yeah, I heard. I hadn't heard some of those stories. That was interesting.
Jeez. Well, you and I are asked on occasion if we ever get nervous during interviews, and I will say early on when we started this, probably a little bit, not so much anymore, but that one made me quite nervous even before we started.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 11 years in Fargo, you were entrenched there. I mean, that's, you know, that's not easy to leave there and when you've got a good thing going. And to come down here and, you know, obviously it all worked out so well, but it's easy to say that. Those are moments in your life that you don't know what's next, and you measure it all out, and you see all those things, and then 1989 turns into 2021, and you say, "What a ride!" And Wow. We talk sports here, 740 and 840 all the time. Was your favorite moments in terms of the sports part of it, the 87 and 91 World Series?
Oh, without question, because, Mike, remember we kind of had the big load on the backs of sports fans because we just didn't seem to win anything since the Lakers won something. But then in 87, as I remember, Game 7, you were there as well. But I remember 91 getting to cover it. I even got to do play-by-play in that 91 season when we went out to Fenway Park. And then TK just guides that team to another championship. And, we rode on the charter plane with the Twins down to Atlanta and back with the Twins and – we had all that locker room access. And I remember walking up to the upper deck of the dome doing some kind of feature, and my ears hurt. I mean, they physically hurt from the noise in that Metrodome. Yeah, I can't think of too many things much better than the 91 World Series or the 87.
And you mentioned it about your son with Andy earlier going to the Final Four. And that was, we've talked about it before, but the ride to San Antonio and Indianapolis, because we were so surrounded by Minnesota. And I was doing some spots with you, and you and I were, covering at the same time and hanging out a lot during that time and having dinners on the road. I mean, that was a fabulous slice of Minnesota on the road, wasn't it?
Oh, there was nothing like it. And, everywhere you turn in San Antonio, remember that Riverwalk? It was like Gopher fans everywhere. And if anybody from Minnesota saw anybody else, they're yelling from all over the place and cheering and,
Yeah, and that only happens once in a while. Maybe more frequently in other states, but I mean, where you bring something together like that, everybody's just in a great mood and the weather's great. And, of course, you and I'd go out to dinner with Sydney and those are just such precious memories. And and if you picked the restaurant, then Sid would say this isn't any good compared to the one I could have got us into. And away we go,
I remember having to switch restaurants one night because he refused to eat because you and I picked it.
That was our crime and our sin. And isn't it funny, though, Dave, when you get to the today your retirement day, but you look back on all the things and you don't think about the broadcast that you did. It's all the other stuff, ancillary, the time that you spend with people that so supersedes anything that we do on the air.
I think back to 90, well, that was 97, Maxie, but, boy, I think back to the 91 World Series. I mean, we had the North Stars and the Stanley Cup Championship against Pittsburgh. We had the U.S. Open.
Yep.
We had the Vikings just missed the Super Bowl. Remember that?
And the Super Bowl was here that winter.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so was the Final Four.
Final Four was here. As sports fans and just coming in the market going, well, this is great. Every year is going to be like this. Well, kind of, it dries up, obviously. But yeah, that was
that changed quickly, Dave. But the other thing that you've done so well, and I hope you continue to do, is the high school tournaments on KSTC. And since this is a sports segment, I mean, you have really seen some wonderful things. And Dave Stead was texting me yesterday to make sure that I, take care of Dave because he's a good friend of yours. And you and I have a lot of mutual friends out there. But you have loved the high school sports and getting a chance to see. Every year there's something different and something unique that you get to call in there.
Well, remember when you're a kid, when we were growing up, the high school tournament was the biggest deal in the world.
Biggest thing you'd think of, yep.
You'd hear about, you'd hear about players from other towns. You'd never seen them. And you'd hear about this, Mark Landsberger. Or you'd hear about, Mark Oberding or whoever it was. And you just wanted to see them. So anyway, that was very cool. Hey, Maxie, by the way, speaking of that, let's talk about our player coach of the year on my final day here. And we've got our player coach. How about coach teacher? We got a dandy today for sure.
Yeah, and you know him well. Charles Adams, the head football coach at Minneapolis North High School, was the conservation officer out there for years. Left the police force recently to take over the head of security for the Minnesota Twins. The Positive Coaching Alliance recently named him Coach of the Year with a $10,000 grant to Minneapolis North High School. But more than anything, it's not the football teams that he's produced, and they have been paramount. And they have been a great piece of the north side of Minneapolis, but helping guide his team, his student athletes, through the civil unrest and all that we've seen on the north side of Minneapolis, and for him to be in the middle of that and to help all these young people in their lives, we salute and we honor Charles Adams, our teacher coach of the week for Minneapolis North.
wish everybody could spend a few minutes with Charles, don't you? I mean, what a guy. Mm-hmm. And you know what, we Maxie, I'm just, all I'm doing is going to sleep later. I'm just going off the morning show. So we'll find a day when you and I can run over to a coach and bring him a box full of Old Dutch chips, because I know he'd be very excited about that honor. He doesn't need any more trophies. He needs a nice big box of Old Dutch chips.
Party pack, and we'll get his father, who coaches with him and runs the fourth precinct over there on the north side of Minneapolis. It was the same name, Charlie Adams, to come over and join us, because they are quite the dynamic duo. And I was thinking about that before we went on, because, you know, it is with fathers and sons. They have a lot in common, but you've seen this in your own family, Dave, is, you know, you talk about the differences between you and Mike and Andy. Well, all you got to do is sit down and say, what chips are we going to have? And it's not that you don't like them all, but it's different flavors right. for different folks, right?
Yep, no doubt. Well, we'll find out. We'll make that trip over to the Adamses and see who picks what flavor, and then see if we get into any kind of conversation about what really is the best. But nobody deserves it more than he does, and our thanks to Old Dutch all these years, Maxie, for bringing us not only generations of taste sensations, but honoring these athletes and these coach teachers. It's pretty cool what they're doing. Hey, can you come back?
And I'm
going
to say this now, because you and I have done this for a while. There have been times when we may have exaggerated just a titch on our Old Dutch spots.
Well, maybe a tiny bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little. You know.
It's just that you get so excited talking about them. I think we have,
that's right,
you know, some artistic freedom there.
It artistic is, freedom, we tell Matt Colford.
7:49, Maxie's back in an hour on WCCO's Morning News.
You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO from the DuckDuckGo Studio. Privacy simplified.
Good morning, WCCO, and this is our Who Can It Be Now segment, where Jimmy again puts mystery guests on the air, does not tell me who it is. So I'm just going to start out by saying, mystery guest, good morning. How are you?
Well, you can guess this one, Dave. It's Tim from Eagan.
You know, Governor Pelini, you have to tell that story of how you became Tim from Eagan.
Well, the short version is Sid Hartman, our beloved friend, would have a Sunday morning sports show with Dave Mona, and Sid, of course, had a lot going on and wasn't always tracking all the details. So as governor, I would call in on the call-in segment as Tim from Eagan, and it took him quite a while to catch on that it was me calling as governor, not so he said.
Well, I like how you put that. He was not tracking all the details. That's very... That's really well said through those many years. Yeah, he was not afraid to let you know what he thought, was he, at any point?
No, he wasn't. But what a dear and wonderful and hardworking person and a Minnesota icon like you are, Dave. And I was reflecting about this call and your great career and to CCO and really to the whole state and to all of us. And I was thinking about, for those of us of a certain age, remember how we felt when a show like Cheers ended, or maybe Friends, or more recently Modern Family, where you're sad that it's coming to an end, but you're so glad that it happened at all. And you think of the warmth and the friendship and the decency and the kindness and the fairness that you brought to, and thoroughness to the discussions and the presentation of information. Not only did you have a career, but you had a great service at really a Hall of Fame legendary level. And so we are all grateful to you, and to wake up in the morning and to hear your voice is not only a pattern, but it's just a reassuring, calm Minnesotan tradition that we all love. And so I want to thank you. I want to add my voice of thanks and respect and admiration for all you've done over the arc of time for our great state.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Governor. Very much appreciated. Very thankful for our friendship. And, of course, there was a time that, and it wasn't really that long ago, that you had a regular radio appearance every Friday morning here on WCCO.
Well, and it gave me an additional appreciation for how challenging your job is. I had just 1 hour, one day a week with a lot of help, and you're like running a air traffic control tower there in a very busy way in the morning every day. And you do it, and I know behind the scenes it's not always so smooth, as guests get to call in at the right time or something goes sideways. you know, to be able to do it and make it seem so seamless and so smooth and so friendly and so calm like you do is really an incredible act of professionalism on your part. And that's why I think so many people in the industry, not just us as consumers or your audience, but in the industry, respect your professionalism and dedication and the skill with which you do all of that.
It's always fun seeing. Thank you. It was always fun seeing you here at Fridays too. Now, before you go, the Wild hockey team right now. We've talked hockey for many years, even when you were governor. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think this is a team in a very positive transition with some up and coming talent. I think they got one or two more rotations to go before they're going to be a Stanley Cup contender. But they're starting to get more and more of the pieces in place. I was a 20-year season ticket holder and was very frustrated at the end, and now they've turned a corner and I'm really hopeful for them, but we love you, Dave, and I am sad that it's ending, but I smile that it happened like it did, because it was a great run, and we love you and we're grateful to you, and you're a kind, decent, wonderful, fair person, and we need more of that, and kind in our world, we need more of that, and you brought it to the table every day.
Governor, thank you. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, pal. Take care.
Governor Tim Pawlenty on WCCO. We're 4 minutes before 8 o'clock.